strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
After a night spent offering big concessions to the Never Kevins at the risk of alienating some of his original supporters in the Republican caucus. Excuse me.
Hairball.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And he will not have the votes next week, next month, next year. Is this an exercise in vanity for someone who has done the math, taken the counts, and is putting this institution through something that absolutely is avoidable?
After 46 rejections, I can take a hint.
But just what you're seeing, what you've seen the 20 times you've been there, the record number of migrants.
You know, we have seen 2.4 million encounters at our southern border, and it is reflective of the greatest level of displacement of people in the world since World War II.
If that's not a crisis, Secretary, what is?
Call it a crisis of leadership.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us. And again, the House is in recess. The next vote is at 10 o'clock tonight. I guess one of the votes for McCarthy, Ken Buck, was in Colorado. He had some kind of medical procedure or appointment that had been previously scheduled. He couldn't break it, and he wasn't there today. But he's expected back tonight. And then there's a Republican from Texas who had to go back to the Lone Star State for the birth of his child, and he's expected back tonight too. So I guess I don't know. I'm not going to make any predictions, but it seems like he's certainly getting closer and closer. 844-500-4242. But again, as long as it takes the spotlight somewhat off of this this dog and pony show that they've made January 6th into. It's just preposterous the way this is being played. Like it's a commemoration of they won't even, a lot of places won't even talk about 9/11 anymore. It's just because it might cause negative feelings about certain protected classes in our society. And it was just some people did something. But they killed 3,000 people, and they want to pass on that. But one person was killed, an unarmed protester, by a minion of the police, and that's bigger than 9/11? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says Andrea Mitchell was just adjusting her forked tongue. That's as good a theory as any, Officer Mark. I'll tell you, if I ever make a sound like that, I think I'll be calling 911 and heading for the ambulance, be heading for the emergency room. That didn't sound good, did it? All right, time now for the chump line.
I went to the App Store to try to download the same rights illegal aliens have. I was redirected to the IRS, who immediately seized all of my assets.
You know, the only good news on the IRS front is that they've postponed the Venmo crackdown for a year or so. I mean, there was just too much feedback. They were going after the babysitter American community, going to try to put them out of business or put them in jail. He's going to put him in the cells next to the insurrectionists from July 6th, as Brandon calls it.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to recognize and understand that while I may no longer be the governor of the Commonwealth, I'll be an excellent president of the NCAA. I promise that I'll treat the UNC basketball team as well as I treated the small businesses during the shutdown.
That's not a good sign. I don't want the UNC basketball. I'd like the UNC basketball team to be treated like the golf courses. What lobbyist do we have to hire to get special treatment, to get to play all the tournament games in North Carolina? Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to get prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase. And by the way, we still have a few of those gift certificates left for our Cheap Bastard deal from a couple of days ago. ReadyWise 84 serving breakfast and entree grab-and-go buckets, 84 meals. It's a $210 value for just $105. Go to HowieCarsShow.com, click on store and check it out. It's a great, great deal.
If we were serious about the border, we would add titles 42 and 8 and 9, which would give us title 57, one for each state in this great country of ours.
He said words to that effect, not quite that way the other yesterday, but let's play cut 30.
My prediction is, nothing particularly insightful about this, Title 42 is going to go away before the end of the year in terms of the Supreme Court, my prediction. And then we're going to have to use Title 9, Title 8. 8, right? Am I right? Yeah, Title 8. 8, 9, and which we can implement what we're doing here plus some other things.
I got 8. I got. Do I hear 9? Do I hear 9? I hear 9. Do I hear 42?
You couldn't make this up even if you were trying. Columbia U, whose mascot is a lion, has hired the sleuth of the untruth, otherwise known as the Queen of Lions.
Well, it is the alma mater of both Barack Hussein Obama and KJP, two of the brightest stars in the intellectual firmament of the United States of America.
Never forget January 6th, when the brave Capitol Police kept Fred Flintstone's great-great-grandson from taking over the U.S. government.
What day was that, Brandon? I can't remember. Cut 37.
Impact what happened on July the 6th had international repercussions beyond what I think any of you can fully understand.
I don't understand the implications of July 6th. I just remember that, I had some leftover shrimp from the big party I had, and I made it into a salad. I don't think those were hardly international implications, though.
Kevin McCarthy said that not voting him in for speaker might put funds to Ukraine on delay. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Yeah, I don't think I would have mentioned that if I'd been him. It sounds like a good deal to me as well.
In today's news, the Green Comet will pass by Earth for the first time since Neanderthals roamed the Earth. And naturally, Biden claimed he was there to see it.
Boy, oh boy, the first Biden in 1,000 generations to see the Green Comet.
Until Matt Gaetz retracted his criticism of Trump and cast a vote for him, Trump regarded him as a stool pigeon.
I said Gaetz has two stools at Mar-a-Lago, one at the outdoor bar and one at the mahogany club type bar inside. So that's what she's referring to, the stools.
Just saw this news. Democratic leadership in the House of Representatives is proposing ranked choice voting for the speakership.
If they thought they could get away with it, they would. How come Republicans never win a ranked choice election? How come Republicans never propose a ranked choice election? Probably because they never win ranked choice elections.
Those stupid rhinos should just form their own party and call it the Donner Party, since they eat their own.
Yeah, it's said in Washington that the dirty little secret is that most Republicans in Congress really think like Democrats, but zero Democrats in Congress think like Republicans. Maybe there were a few in the past, but not anymore. Not even people like Joe Manchin or Cisneros.
Come on, man. Today is the grim anniversary of January 6th, 1921, a day that will live in infancy, when Donald Hump sent the telegraph that incited the erection. Not a joke.
See, that's pretty funny, but he can't beat reality when he called it July 6th.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2. For the chump line, leave your message. And we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If we did not play the message, you can perhaps hear it. Or if you just like to hear a second chump line, go to Chopped Chumps. It's posted every evening, the second chump line of the day, the messages we didn't use. And you can get Chopped Chumps around 7 p.m. every weeknight, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. It is the second chump line of the day. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase. Or you can get more off by going to HowieCarShow.com and getting the cheap bastard deal. We have a $210 deal for 84 meals for just $105. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store for the cheap bastard deal.
If we were serious about the border, we would add titles 42 and 8 and 9, which would give us title 57, one for each state in this great country of ours.
He's going to El Paso this week, you know. Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I sniffed a Mexican girl's hair. I changed the lyrics a little bit from when Marty Robbins sang it in 1959. You know that I love MyPillow's products, and I'm excited that they've created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towels ever. Don't just throw in the towel. Get the Howie Carr Show special of 6 towels for just $39.98. They normally go for $89. The set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Wow. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie to get this special offer. Don't like them? Don't worry. You know that MyPillow has a 10-year warranty, and they just announced that they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st, 2023. Happy holidays to everyone. Get yours by calling 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials box to get deep discounts on other MyPillow products, too. Dry off with MyPillow's luxurious towels by going to MyPillow.com. And don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
In 2023, everyone needs Raycons. You get the perfect in-ear fit and a 32-hour battery life at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder their everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you be saddened or gladdened when Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker? Saddened, gladdened, or not sure?
I'm close to not sure, but I'm going to vote gladdened.
22% say they'd be gladdened. 42%.
As more people think about it, gladdened is declining favorability. Okay, what is it?
22% say gladdened. 42% say saddened. 35% are unsure.
All right. 844-500-4242. So the stock market was up today because the media says they're so happy about the jobs report. They created about a handful of permanent jobs and a bunch of part-time jobs. And, the inflation tax is in full view, as Confounded Interest says. Hourly wage growth was 4.6% in December. Unfortunately, inflation was 7.1%. So, on average, the American worker lost 2.5% of his buying power over the year. But they're all excited. Oh. Thank goodness for Rick Santelli for CNBC, the guy who coined the phrase Tea Party. He's still one of the few truth tellers in state-run media. Cut 12. Well, we'll find
it. Earnings up 0.3%, half of last month's up 0.6, which actually now becomes only up 0.4. Huh. And if we look at year over year, up 4.6, that's a new low watermark going all the way back to August of 21 when it was 4.3. And if we look at the average work week, 34.3, which usurps 34.4 in the rearview mirror. That was the lowest level since April of 2020. So these are very important numbers to pay attention to as we continue to see deterioration on the work week.
What a shock that the 6% wage, this 0.6% wage increase reported last month only turns out to be almost half of that. Stop me if you've heard this one before. I think we heard this every month during the Obama presidency, didn't we? The rates of unemployment, the rates of inflation, they've all been adjusted. But of course, that's the last paragraph in the story about this month's rate, which is surprisingly good, but it'll be downgraded next month as well. 844-500-4242. This is Representative Troy Neils from Texas, and he really snuck in a good one on Aaron Burnett on CNN last night. Listen to this. He's on CNN. This is the Texas congressman. Cut 9.
Kevin McCarthy understands that in order for him to pass anything in this 118th Congress, he's going to need support and the endorsement from the House Freedom Caucus. And that's when I believe we should have these conversations.
So I'll assume when you call me a young lady, it was a compliment.
Of course it was. This is my first time on the Clinton News Network. So, absolutely.
Just snuck it right in there. I think he put it right past her. She didn't get the bat off her shoulder. He just whipped it in. Strike one, Aaron. Strike one. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for bringing up January 6th today, too, because a lot of people just want to put their head in the sand and forget about it. And we can't let the elites or the deep state have the last word. I mean, we've all heard of Ray Epps, but I want to know the scaffold commander. I want to know the man with the bullhorn that was on the fence giving all the orders, you know, the ringleader. We just witnessed a mass murderer that just killed four people, and they used his cell phone records. Why can't they use the cell phone records to find this man? It's so obvious.
How about the guy with the pipe bombs,
Alan?
How about the guy with the pipe bombs? How come they can't find this guy?
The pipe bombs, it doesn't make any sense. The timing of it, when Kamala Harris left 90 minutes before, and the timing, the 20 minutes, each one was set for 20 minutes. It's like watching Mr. Rogers in the make-believe land. It's just awful. And thank you for bringing it up, because a lot of us want to just pretend it didn't happen. But we
yeah. And the FBI this week raised the reward for the identity of the pipe bomber from $100,000 to $500,000. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'm Howie Carr. Whether you're making big changes this new year or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. A good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. And for premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable. And they will not budge. Trust me, Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and they're priced just right. With Raycons, you can get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder that their everyday earbuds have over 55,000 five-star reviews. Now's the time to check them out for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. It's that time of the week. Grace is sick today. She's got the sinus infection, and she's home. She has a sick day. So we would never be deterred, though, from having Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the Police Blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
All right. Taylor is with us today, and you know how Police Blotter Facts Friday works. All week long, you send in funny stories you see in the on the internet or in your local daily or weekly newspaper about the local constabulary. Email them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, and you can you could win a nice gift if you're selected as one of the best entries of the week. What are the two prizes this week?
A lovely, eye-catching, Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt.
As prices rise once more.
Correct.
In the new year. Yes. And incidentally, what you could also win in this segment a nice gift, which we give away every week, but you have to have your email address entered on our entered on our website. Go to HowieCarshow.com and enter your email address, and you'll be entered to win the nice gift. What is the nice gift this week?
The nice gift is a heater from Eden Pure, one of our favorite sponsors. I believe it's the Gen 70 heater.
Oh, that's a good prize.
It
so anyway,
surely
you can you can win next week if you just enter right now your email address in our in our database.
Yep, just click the Eden Pure banner on the side of the website at HowieCarshow.com, enter your information. No other information required other than a name and an email address. And that's it. You're entered to win throughout the month of January. Every Friday, we're giving away a Gen 70 heater.
Excellent.
Are you ready for the runners-up?
Yes, they do not win a prize.
No, they don't. This is now a new year, 2023, so let's start with a New Year's story. This is in, I believe, Florida. Yes, an Ohio woman vacationing in Florida was arrested for striking a uniformed cop squarely in the face with a plastic New Year's Eve top hat, according to an arrest report, minutes after ringing in 2023. Yes. You know, like one of those little party hats. It's a plastic top hat.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think of them more as being sort of a cardboard or paper product, but I've seen a few plastic ones. I guess that would be more dangerous.
Police were at a St. Yeah, because when they rip, they cause sharp edges, and they can gouge and scratch your eye.
What color was it?
It was black with a gold ribbon around it, or pretend fake ribbon. Police were at a St. Petersburg restaurant early yesterday investigating a reported battery when Christy Etheridge, 49, allegedly committed a felony attack on a law enforcement officer. Cops say they were dispatched to the eatery, which was hosting a New Year's Eve party, to investigate a battery allegedly committed by Etheridge's husband, William, 54, as police questioned William Christie, quote, continuously interjected herself into the conversation, prompting Officer Anthony Brigano to advise her to, quote, stop talking. Etheridge cops charge became very upset and yelled, are you bleeping kidding me? Etheridge, seen above in the mugshot, threw a plastic New Year's Eve top hat directly at the officer, striking him squarely in the face just above the eyes. She was busted on a felony battery rap, also hit with a misdemeanor charge for resisting arrest, and arrest affidavits indicate that both defendants showed an, quote, indication of alcohol influence.
No.
You're surprised.
A bad ice cube can strike you at any time. You've got to be even very careful of this.
Even in the first minutes of the new year.
It wasn't a happy new year for the Etheridge family from Ohio.
No, it wasn't. Burglars call 911 to get help moving stuff from Florida home. This is in Poinciana, Florida. Two people in Florida were arrested after one of them made a 911 call to get help with moving their belongings from a home they were burglarizing. Deputies,
that's what you call chutzpah, right? They wanted the cops to help them move the stolen stuff out of the house.
When you gotta get away from the scene, who better to call? Deputies responded to a home Saturday after a 911 call was made, but nobody spoke, the Polk County Sheriff's Office said. At the home, the deputies concluded that nobody lived there, but they found a male suspect and his girlfriend inside the home after entering it through an unlocked door. Deputies had been searching for the male suspect after identifying him from security video as a burglar at a Dollar General store in Poinciana, where several items were stolen earlier in the day. Poinciana is about 35 miles south of Orlando, for those who don't know. While talking to deputies, the female suspect told them that she had called 911 for the purpose of having law enforcement help them move their belongings from the house they were burglarizing. They also wanted to get a ride to the airport so they could spend the weekend in New York. Winter in
there's so many things about this story that I don't understand. Flying from Florida to New York being just the last one. Why? I guess maybe it was because it was easier to break into, but if you were going to burglarize a place, would you really pick the dollar store, the Dollar General store? Wouldn't you try to go to a higher end location?
Well, you figure there's probably a less chance that they're going to go after you and seek, you know, restitution or you know, try to recover items that were just priced at a buck. The sheriff's office said in a Facebook post, deputies did help them with their belongings and did give them a ride, but it wasn't to the airport. It was to the Poke Pokey, and they were welcome to stay there all weekend long. The Poke Pokey is much better than New York anyway.
And they served poke salad.
By the way, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. Woman with body odor goes on pre-Christmas robbery spree along Westheimer. This is in Houston, Texas. Houston police and the FBI.
Women with body odor? Isn't that body shaming?
Well, they're still trying to find her, so that's one of her identifying marks. That's her calling card, as it were, an offensive smell.
Houston, you know, Dick Tracy hunted someone like that down. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that because I wasn't born in 1938.
B.O. Plenty.
What?
You don't remember B.O. Plenty? He was one of the great villains of the Dick Tracy comic era.
Yeah.
Everyone's Googling it right now who's not in a car.
Okay.
He's not as big a criminal as Pruneface, granted, but, you know, takes a lot to get through 365 panels a year.
Would you like to date yourself anymore, good sir? Houston police and the FBI are trying to identify a nicely dressed female robber who one victim said smelled heavily of body odor. She's believed to be 40 to 50, is wanted in at least four robberies the week before Christmas. She held up a note in each case, demanded money, and tossed a light-colored bag for the cash over the counter. The robber also carried a large black tote. The first robbery happened at a hotel. A woman told the clerk her partner in crime was armed and waiting outside. Second robbery was the next day. She robbed a sandwich shop. third robbery was another hotel, and the fourth robbery, she held up a bank. She got some chutzpah and went for the gold.
Think she would have gone to a pharmacy and held that place up and gotten some kind of deodorant.
She could have gone to a Dollar General. They have that there. And police are asking for help in identifying the woman. Reward of up to $5,000 is being offered. Man forgets wife at rest stop, drives 100 miles before realizing it. This happened.
Brandon, was it a rest stop?
They let him drive is the bigger headline. This happened in Thailand last week. 55-year-old Buntum Chaimun and his wife, 49-year-old Amnue, decided to drive through the night to Amnue's hometown for the holidays. At one point, Buntum needed to relieve himself, so he pulled over to do so. As he took care of business, Amnue decided she should use the bathroom as well and dashed off behind some trees to do so. She had been sleeping in the back of the car. However, when she went back to the car, it was gone. Her money and phone were in the car, so she was left stranded in the dark, and her only option was to walk. She had to go 13 miles before finding a police station at 5 a.m.
13 miles?
She got 13 miles. Remember,
wow.
He got 100 before he realized that she wasn't in the back.
And then he speeded up to get away from her even faster.
He said to himself, it's awfully quiet in here.
What happened to the backseat driver?
He finally realized she wasn't in the backseat as he thought she was. He turned around and raced back to find her, and they were reunited happily. Suspect, this one's not so...
You know, someone just gave me a joke on the text there, you know, about this. The cops pulled him over and said, do you realize you left your wife back at the rest stop 100 miles ago? And the guy said, oh, that's good to know. I thought I'd just gone deaf. I worked around the little... There were some other parts of the joke I kind of worked around, made it more palatable.
Yes.
Okay.
This one's not so funny as it is... shocking, horrifying a little bit. A suspect attacked a 78-year-old man on a light rail train platform. This is in Gresham, Oregon, Portland suburb. Chewed off the victim's ear and part of his face before police could intervene. Injuries to the unidentified victim from Hillsboro, Oregon, were so severe that his skull was visible after the attack early Tuesday. Police arrested 25-year-old Corin Kramer and booked him on an accusation of assault in the second degree after identifying him through fingerprints. They're investigating whether drug use may have prompted Kramer's behavior.
Meth. Sounds like meth.
Yeah, could be.
Throw grandpa from the train.
PCP, I think, will do that to you as well. But he has been arrested and charged. And last one before we get to our winners. Florida man, 18, accidentally shoots woman twerking at possible house party. This one gets a little involved. An arrest warrant.
I'm going to guess that she was a guilty suspect, the woman as well as the guy, if he shot her for twerking.
I'm not sure if she, I don't have a picture of her, but he had like Sideshow Bob kind of hairstyle. An arrest warrant affidavit shows officers responded to a shots fired call on November 27th. Upon arrival, police said they found a woman who had been shot and transported her to the hospital. Witnesses told police that the victim had been twerking near 18-year-old Marquise Thomas when a firearm in his possession discharged and fired a round, striking her.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it was an accident.
Yes.
He was excited, shall we say.
Yeah, he popped off. Another witness said the gun accidentally...
I'm thinking of the... Well, you know the light I'm thinking
yes.
of from Mae West.
Accidentally
yes.
just went off. Officers said they discovered that multiple people, both juveniles and adults, had been given alcohol by the owner of the house, who was possibly hosting a party at the time. What clued them into that? Cell phone footage of that night shows a juvenile handling a firearm in a reckless manner around children as young as 4, underage teens with alcohol, and the suspect, who was wearing a black hoodie with a Glock logo. Now, what's funny is, as she was on the stretcher, Instagram 2 days later after the shooting, he direct messaged her saying, I'm truly sorry. That bleep was never intended to happen, especially to you. If there's any way I can get a second chance and talk to you on the phone, can you please let me know and send your number? He still tried to get her number after shooting her.
Oh, my goodness.
He's also been arrested. Howie, that's it for the runners-up. We'll get to the winners, one including a very... a man I now look up to. He's performed an act that I've wanted to do for some time, and he had the stones to do it.
Uh-oh. I hope it's not X-rated.
No.
We'll also have the winner of our email contest.
Correct.
When we return. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. It's time for the winners in Police Blotter Facts Friday. But first, let's have the winner of our email contest this week of the Gen 70 heater. This is from Eden Pure. It's a great deal. And if you want to get entered to win next week, you can go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the banner and put in your email address, and you'll have a chance to win. Taylor, who's the winner?
This week's winner is Martha from Bath, Maine. Congratulations, Martha. You have won the Gen 70 heater from Eden Pure. We'll be sending you a message very soon, and we'll get some information from you and send along that heater to you. Congratulations. It'll help up there in Maine this winter. Also, just a couple of quick items, Howie. Kevin McCarthy has said that he does expect to have the votes to be confirmed as House Speaker tonight. And
yes, there are going to be some Democrats that are going to be gone, so he'll need fewer votes to win tonight, most likely.
And General Mike Flynn has been let back on Twitter.
All right. Good for him.
Back on Twitter in the past hour. All right, so these are our winners for Police Blotter Facts Friday. Caught on video, suspected arsonists burned while setting fire to building in Bakersfield, California.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Surely do. Video captured the moment two suspected arsonists were setting a business in Bakersfield on fire before the flames reached them. The incident happened Monday morning. Police are now searching for those suspects. Footage shows one of the men dousing the outside of the building with some sort of accelerant. The other suspect ignited the fuel, immediately setting off the fire. Seems like there was some miscommunication there. And the guy with the fuel, he was very careless. He was just tossing it behind him, in front of him. The flames quickly spread and set both of them on fire. They were seen running away from the scene. Extent of their injuries, if any, is unclear. Firefighters were able to knock down the fire within minutes, limiting the damage to the business, which provides immigration and naturalization services.
Were they arsonists or pyromaniacs?
One would be considered a fetish, I guess, right?
Yes, exactly.
And this is my hero. Santa Slayer, jailed after attack on inflatable decoration. This is in Stafford County, Virginia. Sheriff's deputies arrested a man after what they described as an unprovoked attack on a Santa Claus decoration. Members of the Stafford County Sheriff's Office were in Stafford Lakes Village around 2 a.m. on New Year's Day for vandalism to inflatable decorations in a yard. Deputy,
you Santaphobe, you're in favor of this? What would your young son Harrison say if he found Santa?
I love Santa. He's a great guy up in the North Pole. Works one day a year. He's a genius. But I don't like inflatable decorations. I hate them. I think they look tacky and cheap and lazy. And I'm sticking to that. I'll get a lot of hate on the text line, but that's fine. They found a suspect who was wearing a red jersey, underwear, and one shoe. They arrested the so-called Santa Slayer, a 39-year-old
Stafford
resident.
I think he'd been drinking with the Etheridges in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, he was arrested for public intoxication. You are correct, sir.
All right. Thank you, Taylor. That's it for Police Blotter Facts Friday. We will be right back. I'm Howie Carr.